Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malice, behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Verses 1 through 18, Colossians chapter 3. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to read and study your word daily. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is a guidebook for all of us for all of life. As we simply listen to you, listen to your word, listen to your spirit, and obey, we can live the richest, fullest life possible. Empower us to be a people that live and walk and move in your word and in your spirit daily. And fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, who is joy. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your kindness. Thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Father, I ask that you'd call the church more and more to walk in true repentance, that we turn away from our old ways and turn more towards your kingdom. Father, thank you so much for the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, who can empower us to do things in your kingdom, who can empower us to do things in your will. Father, we just make ourselves available for your ways. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We want to invite and continue to remind our listeners about our Ten Commandments speech challenge project that's underway. Again, it's during the month of June, from June the 1st through the 30th. If your children ages 7 to 17, if any of them wish to submit a speech as a part of our ongoing Ten Commandments project, we're inviting them to do just that. Again, it's based on the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Again, we're encouraging a 3 to 5 minute speech, whatever the Lord puts on that child's heart to share. Or if they need help with the speech, remember, dad or mom can help them. Or if they need help and they want to give us a call, we'll be glad to help them put the speech together. We're inviting you to record it on your phone or any other device, email it to us. And you just might hear your speech on one of our broadcasts, as well as have you and your family featured on the broadcast. Remember, this is a discipleship project, and one of our goals is to help plant the Word of God in the hearts of our children. So if you're wanting to get involved, please do. We're looking forward to more. You know, we've had a number of speeches turned in so far. You can send your information, your recording, to the following email addresses, faq@afa.net or jparker@afa.net. Within the subject column, 10 Commandments Project Speech Challenge 2025. Hope that you will choose to get involved. We are very blessed and honored to have with us as our phone guest today, Nick Vujicic. He's the president of Nick V Ministries, and he's a very, very, very busy man. Brother Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing really, really well. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
An honor to have you on. And, you know, there are just so many things that we learned about in your bio that you're involved with. I'm going to invite you just to dive right in and further introduce yourself. And you're going to share your testimony, your very powerful testimony and story of your journey with the Lord, as well as tell about the ministries and the works God has called you to. So I'm going to invite you just in your own way to dive right into sharing your story and then tell about the mission and the work that God has in you involved with as well.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity. So I was born in Melbourne, Australia, 1982, and I was born to Boris and Dushka Vujicic, who actually fled communism regime of former Yugoslavia in the 1960s. They went to Australia and started, their families started from scratch in Australia. They met in Australia, they got married, and after 5 years of marriage, I was born. My mom was a nurse and knew everything about the birthing suite in hospital. She actually was in charge of such an operation. But when it came to her pregnancy, she actually got so excited that she forgot to check, and the doctors and nurses, that I would have 10 fingers and 10 toes. And so when I was born without limbs, it was such a big, big surprise. And at that time, it was something that obviously shook and challenged the faith of my parents and said, why would God allow this to happen? And they prayed for arms and legs. Arms and legs didn't pop out of my torso, but they took me home, and they raised me in love and faith and always said, Nick, God's got a plan for you. And we don't know what the plan is, but he has one. I was born with a little left foot, and it enabled me to walk and type and write. And in the late 1980s, actually, disabled kids wouldn't be allowed to go to a mainstream school. What was beautiful was I was actually one of those first ones in the late 1980s to be integrated. And we thank God for that opportunity that really came about when my mom went to the government and said, is there any way that we can get my son into school? And so no one ever knew what this limbless boy would eventually become and what God had in mind. And for me, I saw everyone with arms and legs but me. And I asked for arms and legs, and they didn't come. And I asked God, God, why was I born this way? And he didn't answer me. And I didn't know that God could ever use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet. And I never knew what was ahead. I thought I'd never get married. I'll never get a job. I'll never be independent. And I'll just be a burden to my parents and be bullied for the rest of my life. And so, unfortunately, I attempted suicide at age 10. And by the grace of God, I didn't go through with the drowning in my bathtub plan, and I'm still here. I was depressed between ages 8 and 12. And at age 13, the first of two turning points happened. I realized I had a choice to either be angry for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. And then at age 15, I read John chapter 9, and I said, wow, God, if you got a plan for a blind man, you have a plan for me. And that was at age 15. I'll stop there in case you have any questions about what I just said.
Mm. Well, no, you've covered a lot of ground, and that's such a powerful journey even thus far. So before you go further, though, would you pray for our listeners to really have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them? Because there's so many different things that God wants to say to every listener whose journey is unique. Would you pray for our listeners to hear and receive what the Lord wants them to receive today?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for our listeners, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open up our ears and our hearts to what you want us to learn and be reminded of. We thank you that we can be having hearts of thanksgiving, for every good gift does come from you. Jeremiah 29:11 says you have a plan, hope, and a future for every single one of us. And we thank you, Lord, that indeed your word is true and you're faithful. We thank you, Lord, that when we pray for a miracle, just because a physical miracle doesn't happen, it doesn't mean you're not listening. It doesn't mean that you're not real. You are real, and you do care, and you are listening. But Lord, we thank you that your grace is sufficient when circumstances don't change. Change our heart, change our mind, and help us to have faith and courage to believe that even when you don't get a miracle, that we can still be a miracle, because you do have a plan to help one more person through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nick. So, Nick, so you were 15 when you received Christ. Is that right?
That's correct. And I said to myself, wow, God, if you had a plan for a blind man, then you have a plan for me. And I said to God, the greatest disability of all is sin and death. And I asked that you would help me to be rescued from those greatest things. And I believed that Jesus died for me. I just wanted to know what the plan was. You know how some of us just like, well, God, if you tell me what the plan is, then I'll tell you if I trust you. That was my problem, my blindness. And I said, God, I pray for arms and legs. And today, I can tell you I have a couple pairs of shoes in my closet in case God says yes. But I've asked God to save me, redeem me, forgive me of my sins, of which, according to the Bible, he did, and it's done with a sincere heart, turning away from my sinful nature and doing what he wants me to do. Now, that doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I started my journey with Jesus at 15. At age 17, I became the vice president of my high school, and I did a speech, and the janitor in the high school, actually, his name was Arnold, he came up to me and he said, are you a Christian? I said, yes. He said, you have a powerful story. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I needed a speech on behalf of the school just to never give up. And I said, I didn't have a story. He says, yes, you do. And God's going to take you all around the world, and you're going to reach millions of people with hope. I thought he was crazy. In the end, he asked me if I'd allow him to organize a speech where I can just share my testimony. And I said, no. For several months, I finally said yes, and people started crying when I just shared my journey with God, and just in sincere, authentic, step-by-step explanation of how do you overcome depression and anxiety, and how does God give us faith to believe when we don't see? And that changed everything for me when I saw people crying and people hugging me and saying, wow, that really touched me, that changed me. And that's when I knew that, sure, my mind, you know, I was already in stock market investments at the time. I was set to go to college, to go to accounting and financial planning degrees. I was more of a mathematician and thinking about those things, but I never thought that God would take me around the world and speak. And so
I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Nick B., the president of Nick B. Ministries. We'll be right back.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through.
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is all creation groaning?
It is.
Is a new creation coming?
The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Nick Bojacic. He's the president of Nick V Ministries. And Nick, if you'll pick up right there where you left off before the break, please.
I want you to know it. Sorry, that was the chicken. The bottom line is that God is faithful, right? And so I never knew that God can use me without arms and legs to be His hands and feet. And you know, I never thought that I'd be happy. And seeing that, you know, when God can take my broken pieces and do something beautiful, that would be amazing. And I never knew that could actually be possible. I just want you to know, everyone, that God has a plan, and it's not always on our time. But you know, I didn't realize just the power that if I could realize that my life is, you know, if my history is His story, you know, if I'm still breathing, then my story ain't done yet. And if it can help one person, then is worth it. And for me, I just wanted to let the world know that He lives, but it's always about just the one person. And that's when Nick V Ministries started 25 years ago in Australia. And this year we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary in America. So I moved here 20 years ago, and it's been an incredible ministry and opportunity to go in front of crowds as large as 800,000 people and a total audience on 3,500 stages, 84 countries, to 11 million people, of which nearly 2 million gave their life to Jesus. And so we're so thankful for everyone who prays for us at nickvministries.org and supports us there. And our heart is for the brokenhearted, you know, the suicidal, those who are bullied, those who are veterans, the foster kid, and the widows, the widowers, those who are struggling silently with PTSD from having an abortion. And so we have this thing called Champions for the Brokenhearted. And if anyone here is listening who has some broken heart issue or knows someone in depression and anxiety, we have an array of incredible resources and videos and messages that can actually encourage everyone today. And I just want everyone to know that God loves them. And no matter where we're at, that God will meet you where you're at, and He can heal your heart and your mind. And I just want you to be aware today that to never give up, and God will never leave you or forsake you. He may not always share with you His plans, but if He gave us the plan, then where do we need faith? So the whole point on this side of heaven is, do you have faith that God has a plan for you? And that's when I gave my life to Jesus at age 15, gave Him my yes, and just took one step at a time. And as I took one step at a time in a relationship with Jesus, asking Him, God, what am I doing that You want me to stop doing? What am I not doing You want me to start doing? And petitioning my request, God, I'd like to get married. I never thought I'd get married. I thought even if I got married, I can't even hold my wife's hand. Even if I had kids, I can't even hold my kids when they're crying. And so it's an incredible opportunity when we realize that we can give our request to God, but also trust in Him that His grace is sufficient no matter what. And by the grace of God, 13 years ago, I married my wife. Her name is Kanae. She's half Japanese, half Mexican. We call that Japsican. It was love at first sight. I looked at her. She looked at me. I couldn't feel my legs. And we now have four beautiful children, a 12-year-old son, a 9-year-old son, and twin girls who are 7. And we're so thankful for our family. And I don't need to hold her hand. I just need to hold her heart. And we're just so thankful that God knows our dreams and he gives us the desires of our heart. But not always does life feel okay. And I just want to encourage you to go to nickvministries.org for more encouraging messaging to let you know that, you know, sometimes God changes the circumstances, sometimes he doesn't, but he always wants to save your soul and heal your heart and renew your mind.
Again, you shared just so much on your powerful journey there. And, you know, Nick, I think of this, it's important for us to know that everyone, no matter what their background or their situation, has challenges in life. Some challenges are bigger than others. But the fact is, God is bigger than all of them. And it's so important that people come to realize that Jesus is what life is all about. I want to ask specifically, Nick, would you pray for persons that maybe right now they may, for whatever reason, may be thinking suicidal thoughts or thinking about being in despair for whatever they're facing, but right now maybe feeling hopeless? Would you pray for those persons right now?
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you know our heart, you know our mind, and those of us who have maybe some burdens, depression, anxiety, thoughts of suicide, addictions, Lord, we thank you that there is nothing that you cannot do. And Holy Spirit, I pray right now over our brothers and sisters that you would breathe upon them healing right now in this next moment. Lord, that you would take away those distractions and help us to fix our eyes on you. We thank you that you're the God of the valley as you're the God of the mountain. And we thank you that you're faithful all the way through. Lord, when we pray for circumstances to change and they don't, we thank you that your grace is sufficient no matter what. And Philippians 4:13 says that we can endure all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Father, we thank you for the strength from you. We thank you for the wisdom from you. And we ask, God, that you'd help us one day at a time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nick. And so, Nick, your overall ministry is called Nick V Ministries. And I'm looking at an outline of just some of the specific divisions. One includes, of course, the Prayer and Encouragement Ministry. You alluded to the Champions for the Brokenhearted campaign, Prison Ministry, Student Ministry, Live Outreach, and those are just parts of the ministry. Would it be correct to say that overall you have an evangelism ministry? Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's exactly who Nick V Ministries is. And we also, though, want to help people along their journey in their walk with God. And so when you go there as well, you'll see that we offer for free, if you give us your email, a daily devotional of videos from me. And we're actually just about to go record some more today. And so if you'd like to also hear a messaging that's encouraging, that's all scriptural as well, check that out. And if you know anyone that could do with a message of hope and encouragement, there's a lot of videos you can share with your family and friends.
All right. All right. Now, Nick, you also you're an evangelist, you're a minister of the gospel, but also you're a businessman as well. Tell us about the Kingdom business venture that you've recently got involved with.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. We have what's called ProLifeFintech.com. Fintech stands for financial technology. And so ProLife Fintech is an online banking alternative for those of us who understand that all of our money that we have is the Lord's, and we're nothing but stewards of it. And my journey began in 2018 in understanding that there are some financial industries and institutions that from their net profits, they actually give philanthropically to things that actually I disagree with as a Christian. And so I found out horrifically that most large banks, not all of them, but most large banks philanthropically give to, for example, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood also funds transgender, hormone-altering gene drugs, if you will, for little kids and minors. And, you know, as a Christian, when I read the Bible, you know, God's all about life. God's all about making us perfectly the way that we are. And, you know, it's one thing not to give to something, but to understand that my bank account, my church's bank account, my business's bank account might be, you know, in a bank that actually doesn't agree with biblically aligned Judeo-Christian values, they make money off the Lord's money and then fund different things that are against God's will.
That's right.
And so it all really started actually in 2019 for me to be actively working with a woman called Betsy, who actually taught me about the weaponization of the financial institutions in America. And she said, "Would you be my co-founder?" And I said, "I don't think I want to go into banking." She said, "Pray about it." Interestingly enough, 8 weeks later, I got canceled from a very large bank in America. As a customer, they froze my account. They froze my debit cards, my credit cards. My credit line went to zero, and they had no explanation for me. They didn't want to talk to me. They refused to talk to me, and they said a letter is coming. And this is in April 2019, before cancel culture was coined. And the letter said, "Dear customer, we reviewed who you are. We don't want you. Find another bank within 30 days or we'll take your cash." Hmm. And unfortunately, still today, there are people that are being canceled with no explanation. There are now 5 states in America who just passed state legislature that banks can no longer cancel you for no reason. They have to define the reason. And so unfortunately, I was one of those victims. And that's how I knew the Lord wanted me to be part of ProLifeFintech.com. And we can open up a personal checkings, savings, and money markets account under PLF. So we're a digital online platform all across America. Our charter sponsor bank called Regent Bank extends their FDIC insurance over our online presence. And at Regent Bank, we're able to open your corporate account, your trust account, and you can be sleeping with more peace, knowing that you're stewarding God's money in your banking decisions righteously, knowing that 10% of our net profits go to biblically aligned Judeo-Christian valued nonprofit organizations today. And we obviously reject cancel culture too.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a story all in and of itself. And so today you're a part of the leadership and you're a co-founder of that bank today then, right?
That's correct. Mm. I'm a co-founder and I'm chief brand ambassador of it. And you can go to ProLifeFintech.com and watch some videos that's coming up there and sign up to our newsletter and read all about the information about products, what we have for your consideration. And I mean, it's a movement. It's the tip of the spear of Christian business leaders and bankers coming together. It's not about, you know, one banker or one fintech or any bank as much as it's God's family unifying and actually forgetting about that verse for a second. You know that verse well. You know, we're waiting for the wealth of the wicked to come to the righteous. Mm-hmm. But what's the righteous doing with God's wealth right now?
That's
and
right.
I think we need to actually wake up to this incredible movement of a unification of saying, you know what, now that I know that my bank may be philanthropically giving to things that actually populate hell or do evil or expose death more in our culture, I don't want that anymore. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and understand that even our banking choice does make the difference as well.
That's right. That's right. Would you specifically pray for believers to grow in the understanding of just our, got about 60 seconds though, but just to see the need to be good stewards in the way that you're speaking of? Would you pray for that?
Lord Jesus, we pray for pastors and leaders. We pray, God, that in our own homes we would lead. And Lord, as we now learn how we can be better stewards of what you've given us, we have nothing, to help us to bless your name by expanding kingdom impact. And we thank you, Lord, for anyone who's listening to this. May they be convicted to learn more about ProLifeFintech.com and understanding how we can steward your wealth and multiply kingdom impact even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, I too thank you and praise you for the fact that, Lord, that you call us to be good stewards of everything you entrust to us. Anoint us afresh with the wisdom and grace to be excellent stewards of all you entrust to us, our monies and all the rest. And Lord, I pray that many that are listening would genuinely look into getting involved and plugged into this bank that Brother Nick has talked about, and similar ones that are seeking to honor you in the way they oversee their finances. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Nick V. He's the president of Nick V Ministries. We'll be right back. Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Nick Vujicic. He's the president of Nick V Ministries. And Nick, in this last segment, want to dive right in and invite you to share about the upcoming movie and its exciting prospect of having the movie coming out. Tell us about the movie coming up, about you.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. If you would like to see the trailer of my documentary film coming out this October in all the cinemas in America, I think we've got 1,600 screens, and it's a conventional box office release. We're so excited. You can go to nickvteam.com. That's nickvteam.com. And you can check out the trailer and sign up for any updates in how you might be able to participate in the marketing efforts coming up soon. But I'm so excited about this film. It's called No Limbs, No Limits. My mother is interviewed. My brother and sister are interviewed. We've got home footage of me when I was a kid and a teenager and starting the journey of becoming a minister of the gospel. And we want to inspire everyone, you know, from parents as well. You know, sometimes we don't know what God has for our children and how do we trust God when it really gets hard. And my mother really transparently shares the difficult, raw moments for her being my mother and not knowing what God had for her limbless son. And, you know, just the family unit strength. Unfortunately, my dad passed away in 2017. And the whole film kind of starts my journey from the beginning up until my dad passing away in 2017 and just, you know, me now being a family man and just trying to understand that God can use us all, that God is with us through it all, and that it's not always easy. But God is in control and he loves us all. And it's a phenomenal trailer and film. And I think it's going to inspire everyone that maybe has sometimes felt like giving up or wondered, God, do you really have a plan for me? And how do you find that plan out? And so I was sharing on the documentary transparently my journey and what does my purpose look like in God? And my ups and downs. My wife and mentors are also interviewed. We're just so blessed that the film No Limbs, No Limits, a documentary, is coming out. And if you go to nickvteam.com, you can sign up for any updates there and check out the trailer today. We're really, really excited about this.
That's great. That's great. Now, again, what is the date again for the debut of the film?
Yeah, the debut of the film is coming out to cinemas October 3rd to 9th in 2025. Mm-hmm. Is the box office release.
All
October
right.
3rd to 9th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said your wife and children are in the film as well?
We didn't expose our children with recent photos and videos just from behind, just for security reasons.
Okay.
But we do cover a lot about our family, and there are some videos of my kids when they were much younger indeed, and sharing about, you know, how I met my wife, and a little bit about our love story. Our love story actually is also in a book called Love Without Limits for anyone who wants to know that part. But I'll say that, you know, anyone who has ever doubted that God is real, or that God really has a plan, or you don't really know the truth of your value and your identity in God, we really believe that this film is going to impact a lot of young people and everyone from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. So how would you ask listeners to pray specifically for the ministry as a whole, but for the film in particular? What would you desire that people pray for these in particular?
You know, we need always wisdom in decisions we have to make as a ministry operationally. You know, we don't have an unlimited amount of money to do more around the world. And, you know, our desire is, Lord, as we're good stewards, bring in more money so that we can do more for you. And so it's really, really important for us to make sure that we're seeking God, inquiring of the Holy Spirit, which countries are we going to, how and where, whom do we partner with? So wisdom, provision for finances to continue to do that, protection for my family, and a blessing upon Pro-Life FinTech as well and the film. These are the things that would be delightful to know that someone out there is praying for me for these things.
Okay. Well, thank you again for sharing those prayer matters in particular. Before our time runs out, I want to ask, Nick, would you specifically pray again? You mentioned that your dad went home to be with the Lord just a few years ago, about 8 years or so ago. But you're a dad now. And the fact is, coming up to Father's Day, you know, we live in a culture where, to be very honest, sometimes people value Mother's Day a little bit more than they do Father's Day, yet God has called fathers and mothers to a critical role in their kingdom and a critical place in the world as well. Would you pray for dads that are listening as a Christian dad yourself, but pray for issues you know that dads face in our culture in particular, as well as parents as a whole?
Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that we know that you've called fathers to be leaders of the home and lovers of you. And Lord, we pray for all the fathers. We pray for the fathers that are with their children right now. We pray for them. We pray for the fathers that are unfortunately separated from their children right now for whatever reason. And Lord, we thank you that you are the greatest example of fatherly love, unconditional love, and leadership in our lives. And Lord, we pray that you would give us humility, strength, boldness, provision, protection, wisdom. God, we especially uplift some of those fathers that were falsely accused of domestic violence that are separated from their children this Father's Day for another year. And God, we pray for justice, and we pray, God, though, that in our own homes that we would inquire of you in how we can be the leaders, the hands and feet of your love in our own home. And help us, Lord God, to lead well, that other people would see you in us. And we thank you, Lord, that we're all under construction. And Lord, you're doing a work in us, and you will complete the work that you've started in all of us until the day of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, to thank you and praise you for every dad that's listening, and thank you for moms that are listening as well. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us as parents to be able to disciple our children. Father, flood every family listening, and just flood the families in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ afresh with the spirit of mercy that would encourage them to be diligent when it comes to discipling. Lord, help us to be much more effective at both sharing the gospel with our children and teaching them how to grow up, teaching them to become students of your word, teaching and training them to be young people of prayer, and teaching them to live what they learn from your word. And help us to know, Lord, that some of the greatest joys in life come from simply doing our job to disciple our children and teaching them how to follow you. Help us, Lord, to be effective. Help us to be wise enough to make time to have our children read your word aloud to us on a daily basis, to pray with them in spite of busy schedules, and to teach them the importance of living what they learn. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Nick, I want to ask, would you, one of the final things, if we could, pray specifically for marriages. You know, you've shared about that your love story is captured in a book and a very powerful story. We live in a culture and a day and a time which lots of young folks are choosing not to marry at all, not seeing the need behind it, or some are just giving up on it as an institution. Would you pray specifically for marriages today?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for marriages. We pray for strengthening and healing and redeeming of anything that does need that. Lord, we thank you that there is nothing that you cannot redeem. And we speak against every power and principality of darkness upon every marriage that is trying to be divided therein within. And we pray, God, that there would be a miracle. God, we pray that you would heal our hearts and our minds in the ups and downs of stresses and burdens and different things, Lord, that we need to heal from and forgive through. But Lord, we pray, especially for this next generation as well. Lord, we thank you that just as sometimes Christians hurt people, which is not an example of what you'd want us to be, we thank you, Lord, that you still delight in your children radiating the light authentically. Just as you enjoy the delight of seeing your children in holy matrimony and marriage and being soulmates who love each other, who don't just marry each other, but continue to pursue each other. And we thank you, Lord, for every marriage. May you bless us. And we thank you that we can even just stop and pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, to thank you and I praise you, Father, for your church. And thank you, Father, for the work you've called the church to in helping to seek to support and encourage biblical marriage in our culture. Lord, anoint the church with wisdom and grace to be effective at being a vessel through which many can be inspired to look to your word and to seek to have biblical marriages that glorify you, that will bless them, and that will build your kingdom. And Lord, help us to always seek to do things in the power of your Holy Spirit continually. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. We've got about 60 seconds. Amen. Nick, would you share with our listeners, if they want to get in touch with Nick V Ministries, how they can do that?
Yep. Go to nickvministries.org and please check out Champions for the Brokenhearted and find that little tab where you can sign up for a free daily devotional from me to encourage you in your faith walk with Jesus, prayerlifefintech.com, the banking alternative, and nickvteam.com for the film and the updates and the trailer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Nick, for being with us. And we invite every listener, please pray much for our brother Nick and Nick V Ministries as they do the work they do, as they travel the world spreading the gospel and build the kingdom in the different ways they are working to do just that. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, Today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and invite Jesus to come into your heart, would you, from your heart, simply with me, pray this prayer from your heart and ask him to come in to save you, to make you brand new? Today is a great day to make that step. Would you pray it with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and I've done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've ever done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live what I learn daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we definitely want to be in touch with you. Let me remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And also, again, please do pray much for Nick V and the ministries of Nick V Ministries as well. Nick, thank you so much for being with us, and we wish you God's best as you continue to do the work you're doing, all right?
Thank you.
All right. And again, please, everyone, pray much for the upcoming movie Brother Nick mentioned coming up October 3rd, and pray for God to anoint the final preparations in the movie itself, and then it will be a great kingdom gift to the world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.